From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio on this another Monday, the beginning of another week where we will be studying the Word of God together on the broadcast. And this week, we are going to be dealing with a very simple question, and that is this: how can I be a triumphant Christian? That's a good question, don't you think? You know, there are many people who know the Lord, and they even love the Lord, but they really struggle over certain elements of their Christian life. And they need not to struggle, because through the Word of God and through the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God in our lives, every one of us have the strength, every one of us have the ability, every one of us have the power through the Holy Spirit to live the triumphant Christian life. And by the very nature of what we are in Jesus Christ, we are triumphant. For instance, over in 1 John chapter 5, we find these words in verses 4 and 5, where it says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God." And those two verses, 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5, very clearly indicate that those of us who are saved, those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ, have the victory over the world. Now, what he's talking about there is the world system that is diametrically opposed to God, that is under the control of the devil, that is filled up with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we have overcome the world, and when the world itself will be destroyed, well, as believers, we will continue to live, and we will live forever in heaven, in a land without tears, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not only do we see the victory brought out for us there in 1 John 5, but over in Romans chapter 8 and verse 37, it says, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." And of course, in that context, he's talking about the various problems and difficulties we face in life. And what Paul is saying is that no matter what we face in life, as Christians, we are more than conquerors. We are on the victory side. We are triumphant by virtue of our faith in Jesus Christ, and by virtue of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and by virtue of the power of Christ that we have in us through the presence of the Holy Spirit. And yet, many Christians struggle. And so this week, we're going to be talking about how to be a triumphant Christian. And I'm going to be giving you some basic points as we go throughout the course of this week that are really very fundamental to the Christian life. These things aren't difficult to practice. They're not difficult to get into operation in our individual lives, but they are very significant. And the case is that if we have these qualities in our lives, we as Christians will be triumphant. On the other hand, if we don't have these qualities in our lives, then we will be defeated. And unfortunately, there are so many Christians today who live the defeated life, and they don't need to do it. I do think one of the things that we need to recognize is that Satan will do everything that he can to disrupt us. The Bible tells us that as a roaring lion, he seeketh whom he may devour. I've often said that he's out to get every one of us, the devil is. If we are unsaved, he's out to keep us unsaved, and I'm glad I'm saved, and I trust that you can say that too. But even if we are saved, the devil is out there to do what he can to destroy our testimony and our Christian life. And all too often, Christians yield to him and his sinful ways and live that defeated Christian life. So we're talking about how to have a triumphant Christian life this week. And let's start with a very basic concept, and that is that if we are going to live triumphantly, spiritually speaking, it's important to be certain of our salvation. It's important to be certain that we are saved. That's where we have to begin. And so I ask you today, are you saved? Are you sure that you're born again? Because that's the foundational factor in living a triumphant Christian life. If you're going to live the triumphant Christian life, obviously you need to be a Christian. And you know, the Bible tells us that we've all sinned and that we've come short of the glory of God and that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I just want to pause here today to make a very clear statement that no matter who you are, no matter how good you are, no matter what your background is, I mean, you might have been brought up in a good Christian family and maybe brought up in a good Christian church and maybe even attended a good Christian school. But the Bible says that you, because you are born as a sinner with that sin nature, as everyone on the face of the earth is, you are a sinner, and that sin is separating you from God. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 that apart from Jesus Christ, a person is dead in his or her trespasses and sins, separated from God. And the reason why every one of us need to be saved is because we are a born sinner. Might be a morally good person, might be a religious person, might be a church member, might even be involved with the local church to a great degree, such as singing in the choir or being on the board or teaching in the Sunday school or whatever the case. But the Bible says we have all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And thus, if we want to have spiritual victory, we need to make certain that we are saved. Are you sure today, right now, do you have any doubts about your salvation? If you have any doubts, chances are you're not saved. And so I remind you of what Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, where it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Very simple. The word whosoever means everybody and anybody. And I emphasize that today because there are those who teach that only the elect can be saved. But beloved, Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. Jesus died for everybody, past, present, and future. Jesus died so that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I remember a number of years ago, I was holding a revival in a church, and I love holding revivals. And I was holding a revival in the church, and a young lady came forward at the invitation, and she was just weeping, tears were streaming down her cheeks. And I said to her, "Young lady, what's wrong?" She said, "I don't think I can be saved." And I said, "Well, why don't you think you can be saved?" She said, "I want to be saved, but I don't think I can be saved." And she said, "Well, because my pastor told me," and she did not go to that church in which I was having the revival, but she said, "My pastor told me that I am not a part of the elect." Now, believe you me, I have no idea why that pastor said that. But I do know that there are those who claim that only the elect can be saved. Well, Jesus Christ did not die just for the elect in the sense of a certain group of people. He died for everybody. That whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord would be saved. That means you. And all you need to do, as Romans 10:13 says, is to call upon the name of the Lord. That means to say something like this: "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me." Have you ever done that? Now, you might not use those words specifically, but have you ever come to the point in realizing that you are a sinner and Jesus Christ is the Savior, and you said, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me? Now, I realize that this is a very basic message today, but I also realize that there are many people, perhaps, who've never yet called upon the name of the Lord. We've got a tremendous promise in Romans 10:13 that salvation is available to whosoever, that is, to whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, and the promise is that whoever does call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Now, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, there is no way that you can be a triumphant Christian, because Christianity begins at the point of salvation. So today, examine your life. You may be a young person, a middle-aged person, a senior citizen, I do not know. But examine your life, and if you cannot find a time when you called upon the name of the Lord and asked Him to save you, I want to encourage you to make today that time. Right there by the radio, say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. Now, those words won't bring salvation, but if you believe them, they will, because they're just the expression of your heart. So make certain that you are saved. And then, after you are saved, there are certain principles to apply to your life, and I need to apply them to my life if we are going to live a triumphant Christian life. And we're going to begin to talk about that tomorrow, so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. The best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.